Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher joins us.
Brian, when you look back on your career, and obviously that's what you're doing here, everybody talks about the game against Arizona, the atmosphere in the locker room afterward. I don't think I ever went into a locker room where everybody was just kind of laughing. It was just an amazing comeback. And you were so humble about it. You said basically that they stopped blocking you.
Well, I didn't feel like I was getting blocked, you know, and I missed all that after the game, by the way, because I was out doing an interview with the Monday night crew. So I got to miss all the good stuff in the locker room. I may have caught the tail end of it. It just felt like I wasn't getting hit there at the end. You know, the first half, there was always somebody on me, I feel like. And they were throwing the ball. They were changing their offense up a little bit. In the second half, they just got stagnant and started running the ball, trying to protect that lead. And then we started doing some things on defense. It helped us.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Every day.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
You look at 58, Von Miller, and that's you'll get better by playing him. And you may get worse, but you want to try to get better too and test yourself. So I thought our guys did a good job. Denver did a good job. And then I was trying to peek as well. I was watching our guys with some of the games and stunts they were doing against their offensive line.
Middays on The Score.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy is, you know, his voice just does. I always have to make sure
it doesn't click right away for you.
It's not one of these distinctive voices yet for me.
He doesn't even have coach rasp yet.
Exactly. He doesn't sound coachy. Maybe just doesn't think yelling is really a part of it. Let's find out what's going on with the Bears as they test themselves. The measuring stick practices against the Denver Broncos in Denver is Hub Arkush of Shaw Media. He is the editor of Pro Football Weekly. He is the senior Bears and NFL expert for 670thescore.com. He's going to be a big part of our football coverage this year. Happy to know that that's going to be the case. And Hub, what are you seeing out there?
Well, it's been an interesting couple days. We're halfway through the second day of practice. Yesterday, extremely tame, good work. You just heard Matt Nagy talking about it. Today, we have had a couple of minor tussles out there, the stuff that they were trying to avoid. DeAndre Hall initially got into it with one of the Bronco rookie receivers, and then a few minutes later, Colin Thompson had a little shoving match, but nothing that's escalated to the level of some of the stuff you've seen on television that they were worried about. Beyond that, the offense had a good day yesterday, guys. The Broncos last year, third in total defense, fifth against the pass, fourth against the run, and the Bears offense looked pretty good. Vance Joseph went after his team in the media after practice, let everybody know that he thought the first defense was okay, but the rest kind of stunk, and so the Broncos have come out here today a little feistier. They've been a little more aggressive than the Bears early in practice, but so far, good work. You can hear the pads popping, guys, and you can tell even though it's not live or full speed, it's a lot different when you're working against another team than when you're working against your own teammates.
Glad you mentioned the offense clicking together a little bit more, Hub, because as we saw in that last preseason game, there were some fits and starts for Mitchell Trubisky. There were high snaps. There were just things on that offensive line that didn't go well. What specifically has been Matt Nagy's charge to that offense going live against the Broncos?
Well, you know, kind of they're, I mean, basically they treat this just like the rest of training camp in Bourbonnais. The drills look very familiar. The schedule is very familiar. And so it really is just the continued installation of his offense and the parts that they choose to work on the most. Now, one of the things, and you may have read or heard this quote from him after practice yesterday, is that Mitch continually put the ball downfield, even in the coverage, a number of times yesterday, looking for some contested catches. And afterwards, Matt said, that's never going to stop in this offense. We're going to keep going downfield. And so they're doing a lot of that. This is a great defense to test them with, because even though Aqib Talib is gone, you've got Chris Harris Jr. as a Pro Bowler, Bradley Roby, an excellent corner, one of the better secondaries in football. So they're working that deeper game quite a bit in the passing offense. You know, the run drills don't mean much because, again, as long as nobody's going to the ground and nobody's tackling, that's more about timing than anything else.
How noticeable has Roquan Smith been?
Well, you might as well have a bullseye just because it's just, you know, yesterday was his first padded practice, and of course it was the topic du jour. He talked to the media en masse again yesterday, and it was interesting. It's what I ended up writing about, just because it was the availability. All the linebackers were talking. It seemed like nobody else was, but Leonard Floyd visited for longer than he usually does. Danny Trevathan, of course, coming home, so to speak, not from here, but played here 4 years before he came to the Bears. A lot of focus on the linebacking group. The fact that all of a sudden you go from panic with the Smith holdout to now Floyd having a pretty good camp. Nick Kwiatkowski really took advantage of the time that he got, you know, playing for Trevathan. And, you know, Danny hadn't practiced much early in camp either, playing for Trevathan and Smith. And then you've got, you know, Kwiatkowski kind of demanding playing time. And now we find out Trevathan is going to play Saturday night. There was some uncertainty as to whether we would see him at all prior to the regular season, coming back off the torn patella tendon. I'm sure he won't play much, but suddenly we've gone from all this gloom and doom to this possibility that could the linebacker group be the strength of this defense. It should be. It needs to be in a Vic Fangio scheme, and I think that talk is a little premature. But with Smith here and talking about it as well as his teammates, that was kind of the focus yesterday.
Hub, in when the offense is when the defense is clicking, and assuming Roquan gets a good handle on, you know, the scheme of it, in Vic Fangio's dreams, you know, when he goes to sleep at night, how does he, Roquan Smith, affect the pass rush? How will he be used? What is that position asked to do in the defense when it's going to be a guy of Roquan Smith's obvious talent?
You know, Connor, when you look at Fangio's defense, you really have to go back to the way he ran it in San Francisco when they went to three straight NFC title games, went to a Super Bowl, had the best linebacking core in football, all four going to Pro Bowls at one time, not only Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman inside, but of course Alden Smith outside along with Ahmad Brooks. And so the outside backers are still the primary pass rushers, but you always had Willis and Bowman getting their 4 or 5 sacks a year. He will blitz with the inside guys. I think he's more likely to do it with Trevathan than with Smith, because Danny's a little more natural athlete. He's got a little more size and bulk. And so they will impact the pass rush somewhat. I think the real key, though, is that both Trevathan and Roquan Smith are four-down players, if you will. You don't need to take either one off when you're in the nickel or the dime when you're in coverage. Well, in the dime you're going to, because you're only going to have two backers out there. And so the ability to trust them doing anything, whether it's playing the run, stacking the box, dropping into coverage, or coming on the blitz, gives them tremendous flexibility. And so I think that flexibility will impact the pass rush. But I wouldn't expect to see Smith doing a lot of blitzing.
How many running backs are they going to keep?
You know, Dan, that's the story I'm working on right now for the next couple of days. And it's a fascinating question, because it, as good as I feel about the Bears' top three in terms of what it gives Nagy and his offense, Jordan Howard, Bears fans don't realize how good Jordan Howard is. The only two running backs in the NFL with more yardage than Jordan Howard since he came into the league are Le'Veon Bell and Ezekiel Elliott. I mean, the guy is a franchise back, and he will be in this offense. They're going to use him. They're coaching him up on catching the ball, but even that's not so much the focus, as they know they need a ground game, and he is the horse. Then you've got Tariq Cohn, who has now become one of two, along with Taylor Gabriel, who can do almost anything, be a third down back, line up in the slot, take the ball out of the backfield. And then Benny Cunningham really is strictly a third down back and special teams guy. So those first three you're good with. The problem is that if something happens to Jordan Howard, you can't really plan on giving Tariq Cohn or Benny Cunningham the ball 18, 20 times scrimmage if that's part of the game plan. So now what are you talking about? You talk about Taequann Mizell. He's really shown nothing.
Yeah.
You talk about Ryan Nall. Ryan Nall is very interesting, and so they're going to keep a fourth back. They had a very quiet move the other night that nobody's talking about, but they brought Nile Davis into camp. Now, Nile Davis played that third and fourth back role in Kansas City very successfully while Nagy was there, and I think that Nile Davis has a better shot at that fourth running back spot than people realize. The question is, do they carry a fullback? Do they carry Mike Burton or not? Can't get any feel for that. So if they carry the fullback, my guess is they keep five. If they don't, they may just go with four. Or I wouldn't be stunned if they kept both Nile Davis and Ryan Nall as the fourth and fifth running back.
Something else I wanted to ask you, I guess we're assuming based on what is conventional NFL wisdom, that Matt Nagy looks at the preseason like most coaches do, like John Fox did, where it's, you know, forget about the Hall of Fame game. It's, you know, play a series in the first, maybe a little bit in the second. The third game is the dress rehearsal that gives you enough time to recover from minor injuries if guys get hurt. So the final exhibition game is just bottom of the roster guys sorting out those spots. Is Nagy looking at a typical NFL preseason in that typical understood way?
Well, absolutely, and I think you just have to quantify or qualify by saying that the Hall of Fame game was kind of just like a bonus practice because, you know, none of the starters played, and so the way he approached Cincinnati was very much like a first preseason game with just, what, two series for Trubisky. I think you might see a third series, maybe the first quarter for some of the starters Saturday night in Denver, and then that Saturday afternoon game against Kansas City is going to be the dress rehearsal. And then they come right back on Thursday night, and that's all about the bottom of the roster cuts. So it's pretty much standard in the NFL. I think that with the increase in not only injuries but significant injuries, Nagy said it. It's funny, I was sitting there in the post game in Canton when he came down in the locker room, and one of the first things he said when I don't think he was asked, he just brought it up. The reason a lot of the starters didn't dress and none of them played is he said, and this is a direct quote, it's just not worth the risk. And I take him at his word on that. So his view of the preseason is the practices are important, the study is important, the installation is important, the playing time for the younger people trying to make the team is important, but he is not going to take any chances with his key veterans that he's planning on winning games for him in the regular season.
Talk with Hub Arkish, of course, Yaron Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score. I wonder, Hub, you know, Adam Shaheen had a catch or two. He flashed a little bit. Has his practices, have you followed up that performance with good practices? Have coaches been talking him up a little bit? I know we had looked at him with kind of a critical eye, at least here on the show.
Connor, he is definitely an improved football player. There's no question about that. His route running is better. His separation is better. He appears to have shed a little bit of weight. I haven't really confirmed that, but he looks a little more svelte, if you will. The blocking, you know, there was mixed reviews on how good his blocking was as a rookie. Again, since you're not going 100% live, it's hard to tell here. I've watched him do a lot of technique work. The key with Adam Shaheen is there's no question that Deion Sims is your primary inline run blocker and going to be in your goal line packages with two tight ends. There's no question that Trey Burton is here to be your receiving threat, your flex tight end, your U, if you will, is what Matt Nagy calls him this offense. Shaheen is the one guy who gives them the flexibility of theoretically being equally adept in the run game and the pass game. He's made good strides in the pass game. It's just hard to know right now whether he has become an asset or a liability when they want to run the football.
How much are people talking about the Jalen Ramsey scouting reports on everybody? Because I just thought it was delightful that he doesn't care and he's got thoughts on people. And actually, it was fairly accurate in his terse descriptions of quarterback play.
You know, I've heard a little chatter about it really outside of Dove Valley. The Bears media not really talking about it much. I think it's intriguing. You know, they say when you walk the walk, you can talk the talk. Jalen Ramsey is, if not the best, one of the two best cornerbacks in football right now. I think what troubled me a little bit about it, though, guys, is I'm not sure that his analysis of his teammate Blake Bortles was as objective as some of the other analysis he gave. And as near as I can tell, the guy he left out was his college teammate, Jameis Winston, who certainly was worthy of a critique. So, you know, other than the fact that he was being careful with the guys close to him, it is kind of fun to hear a guy be as open and honest as that.
Now, did you say that at these practices there will be no tackling to the ground, or they just haven't done it yet?
No, there's no tackling to the ground. Nobody does that in preseason. They might run some teams, and none that I'm aware of might run a live tackling drill. But they would never have live tackling in 7-on-7s or 11-on-11s. And there won't be any of that here, especially since they're going to play with live tackling Saturday night.
Okay, I'm just making sure, because I know they do like these opportunities and to just line up against somebody who's not your roommate at this point.
What's the offensive line? Oh, go ahead, Hub.
Well, no, I was just going to say, that was one of the things I mentioned earlier because it really jumped out at me yesterday. There's a very different sound in the pads popping, and they're definitely going at each other harder than they do against their own teammates. But this gets back to the injury concerns. They just don't want anybody going to the ground in these practices.
If you had to draw it out, what's the offensive line look like in week one?
Oh, I think it's already been established.
You think so?
You know, yeah, you continue to work at it. But they've said that Cody Whitehair is going to be the starting center. James Daniels, sometimes it's hard to separate the Twitter scouts from the real scouts. James Daniels was a bit overmatched at guard early in camp. That's one of the big reasons they've moved him to center exclusively now. The other reason, or actually there's three reasons. The second reason is that they are shallow there. It appears to me that there's really no chance that Aronis Grisou is going to make this team. They've been having some trouble with the snap exchanges in practice, so they want to get that down. And then the third reason, and probably the best reason, is that coming out of school, Daniels was the best center prospect in the draft. Not a lot of people were looking at him at guard. So whatever their reasons for starting him there, Nagy has said for now he is practicing exclusively there, but he's not going to beat out Cody Whitehair, probably not at all, certainly not for the starter. So you got Whitehair at center. You're going to have Eric Kusch at left guard and Kyle Long at right guard. Of course, Massey and Charles Leno are the tackles. The guy who has had a really good camp is Earl Watford, the free agent from Arizona, who started for them at guard last year, but actually originally was a tackle. He can play either, and that gives you tremendous flexibility, much like Tom Compton did last year, who's now in Minnesota. Brad Soule is going to be the swing tackle. And the thing about starting Kusch at left guard is he can also go in at center if you need. So he gives you that flexibility too. But that's your starting five, Leno, Kusch, Whitehair, Long, and Massey from left to right.
Hub, we mentioned yesterday our lineup of football experts for this season on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. You are a big, important part of it. Wednesdays at noon with us, Thursdays at noon with the callers, and can't wait. It's going to be a great season.
I will look forward to it as well, guys. I will say compliments to the Broncos. They've done a great job organizing this. This is an incredible facility they have out here, and so far it looks like it's a good trip for the Bears as well.
Good stuff. Thanks, Hub.
All right, take care, guys.
Hub Arkush, brought to you by the Chicago Wolves, making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now. Receive exclusive benefits. Visit chicagowolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Remember, we were talking yesterday about the minor, apparently, Cubs acquisition of Terrence Gore?
Yes, the speedy outfielder who doesn't play a whole lot of defense or certainly hit much at all. But yeah, an erstwhile Royal who's taken a couple big bags for them.
Yeah, we talked about stolen bases too and sort of what's happened to the stolen base and risk reward and saying, well, it's got to be a 75% chance of success to be worth all the risk.
Conception, yeah.
Well, you know what, though? This is the timing couldn't be better, and maybe it informs why the Cubs did what they did. No less an authority than the Athletic's Eno Saris.
Oh my!
Believes we could be on the cusp of the return of the stolen base as a weapon,
like as we knew it back in the 70s.
Maybe not quite that way,
because it was.
But then as he lays out the reasons why, it isn't just pining for it. This isn't just, oh, I miss stolen bases, I want them back. This is looking at certain baseball trends and thinking, wait a second, there may now be a pendular inequity and inefficiency in teams that are not stealing enough bases.
We will pine for the fjords with Eno Saris and a bit of a baseball talk when we come back. It's Bernstein and McKnight, 670 The Score.
As the Bears prepare for Game 1 versus the Packers, The Score continues to bring you the latest on the team's progress. Listen for Bears reports from Mark Grody and Chris Emma live from the practice field. Plus, input from our team of Bears experts only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is John Feinstein with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. More ways to win. Let's give LaVar Ball some credit. He's smart enough to know that any time he opens his mouth and says something outrageous, no matter how patently stupid it is, he's going to get attention. That was never more evident than during a recent radio appearance in Los Angeles when he claimed that the Lakers were still his son Lonzo's team, even with LeBron James on the roster. Lonzo didn't go to Cleveland. LeBron came here, Ball said. The comment really isn't worthy of discussion, but if you insist, consider this. If LeBron walked into Magic Johnson's office tomorrow and said, trade the ball, kid, what do you think would happen? In truth, we should all ignore LeVar. He shouldn't be on radio shows or be asked to comment on anything beyond the weather in Los Angeles. And honestly, guys like me should ignore him completely. But heck, it's August. It's LeVar or exhibition football. Equally worthless topics. I'm John Feinstein.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Byline Small Business Capital. When it comes to business lending, we're all about finding solutions. I'm here with Brian Vanderwall of Vanderwall & Associates. We help Brian secure long-term SBA financing for both real estate and operating capital.
The Byline Small Business Capital team was able to provide me the opportunity to be more creative and branch out into more markets because I had the proper financing mechanism. Instead of looking at our assets as a service business, the Byline Small Business Capital team looked at our cash flow, looked at our projections, and really saw the need to grow. I think the decision-making process was quite amazing how fast it happened. They asked for all the right information of a small business, analyzed it quickly, had the leadership to make quick decisions. And that's not typical for a lender.
Byline Bank. We make it personal and listen to what matters to you. On the web at bylinebank.com. That's bylinebank.com. Member FDIC.
Ricky always wanted to play baseball in the majors. He was playing catch before he could walk, practically lived in the batting cages. He was behind home plate more than he was home. And one day, after all that hard work, he found himself walking into a Major League Baseball stadium. After buying a ticket at the front gate, a nosebleed seat obscured by a pole, but he was in there. No, Ricky never did play in the big leagues, but he did switch his car insurance to Geico, proud partner of Major League Baseball, which saved him a lot. So, all in all, things were good.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's Cars with a K.
Sam 76 is a crisp, refreshing lager from Sam Adams. It's also a flavorful ale. It's easy to drink, so you can enjoy a lot of them like a lager. But it's got this tropical citrus aroma that you typically find in an ale. So it's really an awesome hybrid between a lager and an ale. A delicious, easy-to-drink lagery ale. Or maybe a drinkable, smooth and refreshing ale-y lager? You know what? Just try the damn beer. Sam 76. Hard to explain, easy to drink. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Equal housing lender.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call the most honest lender I know, Team Hochberg. Meet Sally. Sally's heard hundreds of Team Hochberg's ads and called them for her mortgage, except no, she didn't. While pumping gas, the nation's largest online lender with a shiny rockets advertisement running there on the pump. So Sally's decided to call them for a mortgage. Bad move. The lender that loves their rocket quoted Sally a high rate and exorbitantly high closing costs. So then she called Team Hochberg, and they explained the lender infatuated with their rocket has exorbitant closing costs to pay for it. Team Hochberg doesn't have a rocket, but they have lower closing costs and lower rates than the nation's largest online lender, and they secure the financing on Sally's new home. So when you're securing a mortgage, you can call the online lender that spends millions promoting their rocket by charging you ridiculously high closing costs, or you can choose to trust the local lender, Team Hochberg. That's what you should do. 312-751-1333. They have substantially lower closing costs and lower interest rates. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners. They can't help you if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
Reach the high fashion hotline.
Hi, I've got a denim dilemma. My family wants all new jeans on sale and all in one place.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now all jeans are up to 50% off, starting at $15 for adults, $10 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Up to 50% off? Now I've got a new dilemma. How many to get?
As many as you want. All jeans are on sale, even the new 24/7 denim for the whole family. Your favorite jeans now with round-the-clock comfort.
Dilemma solved. Old Navy, here we come.
High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 8/13 to 8/22. Excludes in-store clearance.
Thinking about running the Bank of America Chicago Marathon? Team One Step has your guaranteed entry. Our team supports Camp One Step, and we run to send kids with cancer to camp. Join Team One Step and receive a guaranteed entry, coaching, training plans, and fundraising support. Run with our team and give kids with cancer a life-changing camp experience. Join now and become a hero to a kid with cancer. To sign up or to learn more, go to teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
What's the sports opinion you were completely dug in on and then proven completely wrong? Here's a good one, and I appreciate you fessing up to this, 773 Texter. Mark Trestman will revolutionize the Bears' offense. Trestman gets hired, and the text messages I got from that locker room that day, one of them just said, "Who the bleep is this guy?" So I had to explain the guy's resume. When he did the thing with the lockers, I was like, oh no. NFL locker rooms are broken up by position. Linemen are with linemen. All of those groups are together. Quarterbacks are together. And Trestman was like, I want to get everyone to be friends, so we're going to split it up and go offense, defense, offense, defense, offense, defense. And that's just not how NFL teams work.
Lawrence Holmes, night 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Princeton McKnight, brought to you in part by Northwestern Football. The Wildcats, coming off a 10-win season, host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single-game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. And speaking of tickets, if you haven't gotten yours for the Cubs On Deck Luncheon, you need to. It's August 27th at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. Connor and I will be sitting with Cole Hamels, Jesse Chavez, and Brandon Kinsler on the 27th. So come out, have some food, listen to some baseball talk right in the middle of a Cubs NL Central race. You want those tickets, go to 670thescore.com/ondeck. 670thescore.com/ondeck. Theo Epstein, originally scheduled for 1 o'clock, is now going to be on at 2:30.
Always been moved
with
back.
McNeil and Parkins. That means we will do transition.
Joy.
Coming up after 1 o'clock. But Eno Saris of The Athletic was talking with D. Gordon, talking with some other players. D. Gordon saying, I don't think they care about stolen bases. He says they're more in tune with a guy that could lead off and get on base and then hit a home run.
Who's the they? Front offices?
I think
fans,
that's what he's saying.
But, nerds?
But this is building a case here. You know, the Cubs very quietly picked up Terrence Gore, who's just basically a stolen base guy. And it's something that if you are around my age, if you're around 50, it was a huge deal. You know, when you were watching Lou Brock and Tim Raines, and I'm not going to do the whole Lou Brock thing, don't worry, and Ricky Henderson and everybody else, it matters.
I was worried for a second. I'm glad we passed.
I don't go back to Maury Wills, but that's the thing. Now, he says, here's how it might work for the stolen bases return. The focus on the strikeout means pitchers are throwing more junk than ever before. Over the last 2 years, pitches in the zone, and we've noted this.
Yes, we have.
Pitches in the zone are at a low since we've tracked these sorts of things. Breaking balls are at a high.
Okay.
So maybe the changes don't seem drastic, but over the course of thousands of pitches a year, there will be over 35,000 more breaking balls thrown than there were 10 years ago. There will be over 3,000 fewer pitches in the zone. Those are opportunities for the base runner to take off. Catchers set up differently with two strikes. If they think a ball is going to be in the dirt, the setup can tip the runner off that a slower pitch that might hit the dirt is coming. that tip-off is the difference between being safe or out at second base. They talked to A's catcher Jonathan Lucroy. Primary stance and secondary stance. In primary, nobody on. Secondary, two-strike count. Runners who might run. In the secondary stance, the catcher's butt comes up. The runner's put on notice. And Lucroy says, I know a third base coach. If there's an off-speed count, he sees my butt go up. They have a quick signal. They tell the guy to go. They run every single time.
Huh.
And D. Gordon agreed. The factors in the number of strikes in the count, the likelihood the breaking ball is coming, decides if he takes off for second. So if the guy behind me is feeling pretty good, you'll go later in the at-bat. Gordon's tied with Jared Dyson for the most two-strike stolen base attempts in the game. He said early in the at-bat, they're worried about me. So have base stealers caught on to this potential opportunity? Little evidence that they have, because stolen base attempts have been at a 15-year low, but attempts with two strikes have been steady. There's a problem with looking at it this
way. Really, stolen base attempts with two strikes have been steady?
Correct.
Over the last 10 years, 15...
Yep.
I would not have thought.
Two strikes, stolen bases. It's balanced right out, going back to right around 30% here at going back to 2002. He said two strike counts are up in general. Players aren't necessarily looking to steal with two strikes more. It's the game within the game. The base stealer knows that the butt in the air means breaking ball chance a second. It's the catcher knows it too. So Lucroy says, I try to set up late. You set up early, then he said, every single catcher does it, then they get up. He said, you can deke runners. You put your butt in the air like a breaking ball's coming, and then the heater comes. But that's overthinking it a bit. So they keep going. And they talk about the math. They said it's twofold. There's a whole structure for strategy that has little to do with the count. Specialization of strategy is involved. The catchers outsource most of the thinking about the base runner and thinking about game calling and framing. The guy at the plate is more important than the base runners. They get that guy. It doesn't matter what's going on the base paths. So there's a last wrinkle here as to with the hitter. This is cool, okay? This part's really cool, okay? Running on two strikes helps the hitter in the current at bat. Hitter's in protect mode, trying to put the ball in play.
Okay.
The running moves defenders.
Right.
A lot of hits. You've got runners moving on two strikes, try to protect, ground ball to second, second baseman not there, right?
Right.
But that's just the current at bat. Stay with me here. Once the runner is thrown out with two outs, what happens? The current at bat starts over with a fresh count.
Yeah.
Same hitter and pitcher, and now you start tracking how that's advantageous to the hitter. Third time through the order, league OPS is 795.
Right.
As opposed to 731 second time through the order. So when the hitter has an at-bat wiped clean and jumps immediately into another one, he is shortcutting to the third time through the order. Hitters in this situation, when their at-bat started over, are slashing 336, 384, 591. And even D. Gordon said, sometimes I'll sacrifice myself to make sure that guy gets another look.
Okay.
Right?
I get it. That's fascinating. It's very interesting. But we can't be, if we've learned anything, it's, and the reason the stolen base got checked back over the last 15, 20 years or so is that you can't be as cavalier with outs as we used to be,
mm-hmm.
whether that's on the base paths or with, you know, however you want to term it. You can't just willy-nilly throw these things around. You only get 27 of them.
Also a great base stealer in his day. Willy-nilly.
That's right. On a Stratomatic card, you just throw it down and run.
Oh, bite me.
I love Eno, and the idea that he usually writes with is almost always a good one.
However, I'm
worried about the cavalier nature of moving these outs around.
All right,
You should these outs.
He's just trying to find a path here. Let me recap this. More breaking balls, out of zone pitches, two strike counts,
check.
More chances for the base runner to run against a pitch that'll make it for a difficult throw to second. By taking off for second with two strikes, the base runner makes it easier for the guy at the plate to get a hit. By taking off for second with two strikes and two outs, the base runner can improve the batter's chances for a hit in the next inning.
And catcher butts. Remember,
and
catcher butt level is a big part here.
Got to watch catcher butt level.
So here's what that made me think of right away. Remember how the hockey goalie changed the whole, you know, the butterfly style, right? The entire change of style.
Correct.
You could play goaltender this way. Yes. And then it changed the entire
game. And then everybody just takes away the bottom third of the net.
Curved stick goes to butterfly goalie. Essentially, I'm probably skipping a step in there somewhere. Masks, they got invented.
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't you imagine then, if this does start to go pretty quickly, the return here, the check back, the adjustment that the game will make is catchers having to just change the format, having to change the style. You're going to have to come up with some other whether it's a slightly altered stance, whether it's a different positioning altogether.
How do you? We gotta make a call on that. By the way, we can't be in between on the altogether.
Yeah, I
right?
go there a lot, yeah, and gotta, I'm not asking for it. I just say the word quite often. Maybe I just need to abandon the word.
We have to either know, or we commit to it.
We should damn sure figure it out off air.
Yeah, we should definitely do some drills. What's going to happen is it's going to come at the cost of your framing quality. Because
some catchers don't care about that anyway.
I know that, but what you're asking, you're soon asking catchers to do the impossible. If you're saying you've got to be quiet physically, you must present the ball in a way. Here's what is the wild card in this. As you ask that question, and if some of this positioning to throw comes at the expense of framing, we need robot strike zones because that takes it all out of it. If you know you're not fooling anything or anybody and that's out of the game, then you can actually let guys completely forget that whole concern, that whole worry that you're asking them to fool a human being as part of their job is out the window. Let's get rid of it.
Padres, Austin Hedges is going to be really upset if you get robot umpires. It takes away a lot of his value. I wonder this, though.
And to bring back Les's best point, what if the ball gets by the catcher and it hits off the robot umpire?
Right, or it rains and the robot umpire rusts.
Well, that would be difficult.
Fair.
What this doesn't assume, though, is the relationship between stolen base and catcher. Yes, okay, that's a thing, right? The catcher is the guy who throws the bag.
It's pitcher and catcher.
It's pitcher. You will hear over and over again that you take the base off the pitcher.
Was it 1.3?
I think so, yeah. 1.3, that's about the time to home plate. So I would imagine that some of the things you might be starting to look at is getting ball to the plate quicker, varying timing, quick pitching like Pedro Strop will do now and again. If indeed this does, that trend of throwing more breaking balls, being outside the strike zone, all this kind of stuff, lend itself to more thievery of bases, then I think what you're going to see is pitching coaches looking at pitchers to try and stop things rather than catchers, because the way it's constructed now, the strike zone, I think that pitch framing is going to be more valuable than taking the chance of throwing out a base runner when you don't have the opportunity to get him in the first place. You know, if the lead's so big, or if he's that close to taking the bag, you're going to see guys, A.J. Pierzynski, the ball on the way out the mitt, you know, I mean, oh, I could fight it. And then you just kind of let the stolen base go by. Because if Greg Maddux can live his entire life not worrying about the guy taking second base because his whole bet is you ain't going to get home, at least not on my watch, then you've got to have more than enough pitchers who are able to do that.
The quote to end the story,
mentally,
too.
I mean, yes. Not throw no, like I Greg understand. Maddux. I didn't mean more guys who throw like Greg Maddux.
As well as insane. Greg Maddux,
yes,
right.
No.
You didn't mean that.
I meant the way Greg Maddux thought about base runners.
To wrap this on this adorable D. Gordon quote, though, when bringing the stolen base attempt back into vogue, Gordon said, they don't care. I said, but it seems like the plate's set for it, right? He said, we can try. And then Gordon said, the stats nerd and the stolen base guy, we can try together. And then
the aisle.
And then he and Eno Saris walked off into the sunset together. But that's the
ending of an 80s sitcom.
Yeah, or
two of them.
Or a buddy cop film. Yeah.
Next time you drive the van. And then the series closes.
The stats nerd and the stolen base guy trying to bring it back. It makes sense. I think there are some sort of intellectual leaps that are going on here. Because say, ultimately, risking not just the math of the out, but the removal of someone from the base paths is still somewhat reckless.
Plus, you kind of have to look up and down the league, like what players are you willing to have go? You know what I mean? Well, how many guys on that team do you have to take bags? Look at the Cubs. Look at the White Sox, for that instance. A team that is now constructed with more speed than it's had in quite some time. Do you still, assuming they're on first base in the first place, well, you want Tim Anderson taking bags? You want Mancata taking bags? You want those opportunities thrown out there for those players? I'm asking the question, if we're going to change the basic theory of base running, I wonder how many guys in this league are going to benefit from that little marginal change.
He He's Connor McKnight. I am Dan Bernstein. As I mentioned, transitions back on with the afternoon guys because Theo Epstein moved back where he, I think, was before. It's going to be at 2, and then it was at 1, and now he's at 2:30.
2:30. Okay.
He's at 2:30, and whenever Theo wants to join the show is when he's going to join the show and give us
information. Be square or be there.
About the Chicago Cubs. So you will certainly get that, and you will get a whole lot more from us. Do we have...
We
have stuff and things.
Can we get a clear schedule?
And more importantly, we have your opportunity, your last chance today to win $1,000. That is next on The Score.
Monday the 27th from 9 a.m. to 1. Join Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight as they broadcast live from the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern in Wrigley. The guys will host Cole Hamels.
And a 1-2 from Hamels. Swung on and missed strike three.
Jesse Chavez.
Swung and missed strike three. Jesse Chavez.
And Brandon Kinsler from noon to 1. For the final installment of the Cubs On Deck Luncheon Series. Presented by AZEC Building Products and Xfinity. Time's running out to get these hot tickets. Get yours now at 670 The Score.
I have Brooklyn in sheets, and you don't yet. And you need to change that because Brooklinen sheets are the best sheets that I have slept on. And there's a reason why Brooklinen.com is doing so well. And that's because it was founded by a husband and wife team. And all they wanted to do was get these sheets that they had slept on at a luxury hotel and have them in their home. And they just realized it was nearly impossible for them to track them down, for them to get the sheets they wanted as they wanted. And they had to keep jumping through hoops. So they said, well, wait a second. Why don't we start a business taking out all these difficulties and just making it easy for people to get these luxury sheets. And indeed, that's what they did. And Brooklinen.com is named the winner of Best of Online Betting by Good Housekeeping, rave reviews from Business Insider, the fastest growing betting brand in the world with over 20,000 five-star reviews, is because they did exactly what they set out to do. And that's take out the middleman, keep things personal, and take out all the silly markups. And my Brooklinen sheets, like I say, the best I've slept on. Right now, there's an offer for you. You can be sleeping like this, too. This is just for you at brooklinen.com. $20 off and free shipping. Use the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com, and then you get it. And Brooklinen's so sure you're going to love the new sheets. Listen to this. It's a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. So the only way to get this, $20 off and free shipping, is by using the promo code Dan at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com, promo code Dan. It's Brooklinen.
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air, and love is in the air.
Wait, Lauren, this is the song, the one that reminds me of the night we very first met.
Brilliance and fire.
But Billy, we didn't meet in the 80s.
Well, in my mind, it still was the 80s. I don't know, but that night, the universe sent me an angel.
Actually, that night, you called me quite the dame. Not exactly an angel.
Hey, dames can be angels, too. And anyway, I got it right after that, didn't I?
Well, I did say yes after all.
You did. And for those of you who have found your angel, set a good foundation for your future with creativity while selecting your diamond engagement ring.
To help, we will build a unique relationship with you that is fun and honest. You will get 100% trade up on all diamonds and a free no frills lifetime warranty on our fine jewelry. Call or text the Diamond Air at 630-355-RING.
That's my jam. And with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Sam 76 is a crisp, refreshing lager from Sam Adams. It's also a flavorful ale. It's easy to drink, so you can enjoy a lot of them like a lager. But it's got this tropical citrus aroma that you typically find in an ale. So it's really an awesome hybrid between a lager and an ale. A delicious, easy-to-drink lagery ale. Or maybe a drinkable, smooth and refreshing ale-y lager? You know what? Just try the damn beer. Sam 76. Hard to explain, easy to drink. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Introducing new LifeProof slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from The Home Depot. Starting at just $1.99 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new LifeProof slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip-resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup.
We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
You've reached the high fashion hotline.
Hi, I've got a denim dilemma. My family wants all new jeans on sale and all in one place.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now all jeans are up to 50% off, starting at $15 for adults, $10 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Up to 50% off? Now I've got a new dilemma. How many to get?
As many as you want. All jeans are on sale, even the new 24/7 denim for the whole family. Your favorite jeans now with round-the-clock comfort.
Dilemma solved. Old Navy, here we come.
High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 813 to 822. Excludes in-store clearance.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Financing options. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit PMLS19186.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is neighbor. Text neighbor to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is neighbor to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please don't text and drive. Message and data rates may apply.
Here, Mark Grody's Bear Report during the break there. Follow him on Twitter, too.
I
find
didn't
out that Roquan Smith. Yeah, you were doing something.
No, I need a new dishwasher. It never ends.
You got to have a new one? You're not painting a really lovely, rosy picture of home ownership.
It never ends.
Thank you for this.
It never ends.
Again. Here I am on the precipice, staring off into the brink, and you're staring off into the void and wondering whether or not this is a plunge worth taking. And I keep thinking, well, Dan kind of hates it.
That's what
I
happens. Do is, like the guy. No, I don't hate it. It's just life is maintenance. Let's you maintain your health and your family's health and your house's health. And the house is just like a living thing that needs maintenance, and that's all it is. We fight entropy at every turn, and order tending to disorder and the hardened conflict.
So buy a new damn dishwasher.
Well, I'm going. But the thing is, like when the guy from Four Seasons Heating and Air Conditioning came out, he's like, "Yeah, this one had a nice run." He said, yeah, this one. So I guess this one, like, we give this dishwasher a Viking funeral.
Oh, the dishwasher. The guy from Four Seasons?
No. The guy from Four Seasons checked the air conditioner. Like, keep up here.
Man, and it was for all the right reasons.
Of course.
Live breeds are going to be
six,
longer.
Six, Four Seasons. He took a look at the air conditioner, and he said, I wouldn't have expected this to last this long.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And the same thing, a dishwasher, what are we, 14 years?
Oh, that's a good long time.
I think it's a good run.
Sure.
So, but, it's just, it's always something. Always. Every time can I throw my damn phone in the ocean?
Well, then you need a new phone.
I do need a new phone every time.
You do need a new phone. That thing's ancient. I've got a spider web on mine, so that's no good either. I'm probably going to get a new one.
Every time I look at this, it's somebody has to go to the emergency room, or something fell off the car, or something broke.
You have things falling off cars? Our pets' heads are falling off?
Yes. I hate this. But hey, new dishwasher, whatever.
And Roquan Smith's going with the second teamers today. So that's your there. Fight entropy that way. That's
okay.
What he's doing, is fighting entropy at the second team. We continue to do this. We talked with Hub. We heard from Mark. Roquan Smith might play.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, like,
that's
actually,
what he said after all this.
Actually play. Like, play. Not just show up at some glorified practices with the Broncos and have pseudo live drills and hitting and the pad popping and whatnot. I mean, he might actually play. God, that's going to make all this go away really fast. And I hope it does for every single Bears fan who was on either side of the entire 29-day holdout. Just let it all go away. Root for the laundry. Enjoy Roquan Smith. And move on to your regular season. I very much look forward to it.
What if it doesn't matter? What if it absolutely, when all
the
of a sudden,
doesn't matter
29
at all?
Day holdout, I think what happens
I don't think
is,
it's gonna.
I don't think so either. We just, we always fall for what the team says. Well, he's missing valuable time. He's missing valuable time. And then let's go to the worst case scenario of rookies who miss time. And what happens?
They
and
die.
They all die. And it may be that all of this meant nothing.
More time would be better, sure. But don't you hear enough coaches and enough media guys and enough players and enough owners all say that the preseason is too damn long anyway, that you really don't need four games, that you could probably get this whole thing done in two? And sure, that changes the roster makeup. You're not coming to camp with, 400 people all vying for a spot, plus the fans who show up in their own uniforms. I mean, you don't have to do that if you're only playing two preseason games as opposed to four or five, like the Bears are playing this year. But don't we hear over and over again how the preseason could be shortened pretty easily?
Yeah, I guess
and
that's
coaches
the point.
And teams could get their jobs done?
This whole crisis, this whole, what is Roquan Smith not son? I hate the Bears. I hate Roquan Smith. He's selfish. I hate Tom Condon.
That's Clown Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I bet
sure.
It is. Or as Mitch calls him, Roquan Smith.
Roquan?
Yes, as in the
bought
broadcasting
a jersey,
colleague.
Roquan right there on the jersey.
And Dan Orleski, our Tuesday morning quarterback.
Yeah, maybe. Do you
Orleski?
Think, is it possible that maybe we didn't get Dan Orlovsky?
He's so eager to come on the show.
I think Mitch's spelling mistakes have actually gone to his speech now.
Oh, no.
It's migrating.
It's moving.
He finishes every conversation with sorry for any typos.
I had the ultimate Mitch email the other day. He was asking me about potential.
It's not all in the subject line?
In the subject line was a potential endorsement client. And then there were three words in the body copy of the email that just said, and of course, in the middle of the show. And the three words are yes or no, KNOW? Question mark. Like, come on.
What is he typing on? I don't understand what he's typing. Like back in the day, when I was here the first time around, I just always assumed he was on like a BlackBerry or something, and the keyboard was small, and he's just mashing things together because that happens. But he pounds these things out on a keyboard,
and
right?
He sends more emails than anyone on earth. You think just through practice, he'd be a better speller?
Mass quantity. That's how I got better at spelling.
I'm not kidding.
And typing, it was just doing stuff on Instant Messenger.
I assure you that
more
my
typing.
Gmail account is 80% Mitch emails. I would say 80%.
And 20% Nigerian princes.
Oh, this guy only needs 50 bucks to clear up this $1 million.
My favorite one was, like, right after I got hired, there was an email about making corrections on the air, and he spelled corrections wrong.
Nice. That's perfect. Well, the answer, of course, was yes. If you're asking, how did you respond? Yes or
yes,
no?
Yes, you did. You said yes. I'd like to know more
because I always say yes because if it's something absolutely that I can certainly make unless it's something weird and then I'm like it's
something where you're just gonna get in trouble.
Yeah, that's probably gonna end up bad. But dishwashers don't replace themselves. I mean, ideally, it would be like dishwashers are us, and then I could say, hey, that would work out.
Well, then you gotta go value shopping too. Then you gotta go across the street, dishwashers, right?
Yeah, I'm getting the whole value shopping thing. I'm getting pretty good at it. You know why?
Internet.
No, Amazon.
Internet. Well,
you spend 20 minutes or you spend a half an hour.
That is on the internet. You know that, right?
You spend a half an hour comparison shopping on the internet and you click this and you click that and you look this and you go to goaliemonkey.com and then you go back to somewhere else and that is Canadian Goalies and Fred's Goalie Shack of Manitoba and you go through everything and then you go to Amazon like, oh, that's exactly what I needed. It's 20% cheaper.
I'll do the thing where I'm downtown here, like after work or something, if I've got something in the later afternoon or maybe I'll go to the show at NBC Sports, like I'll walk around to a store or something, find something I want and go, well, maybe I'll go across the street, see what that's up to. Every time I just, in the middle of crossing the street and going to the next place to shop for the thing, I get on Amazon and it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. It's cheaper. Taking everybody's jobs too.
The hardest thing to shop for online, though, maybe this is just a fat problem, is shirts. Because for someone like Jay or myself, a little longer torsoed too. So like for me, I prefer to get tall t-shirts, even though I'm not an overly tall person.
Huh.
Longer torsoed, shorter legged.
You haven't bought a shirt since online was a thing.
That's right.
Your last shirt was when Al Gore was like, I don't know, this internet thing. You guys ever think about this? What about an internet?
And whatever, What happened to my shirt from the other day?
Somebody took that thing. Somebody saw the fine craftsmanship of that shirt.
I think somebody ganked my
shirt.
At
the Try Not to Suck golf tournament, and they just yoink.
But I need it. That was in a crossword puzzle the other day, by the way.
Try not to take our damn shirt.
That was high school.
No, yoink. Yeah. It was in a crossword puzzle.
Yeah, we used to yoink milk cartons off of people's lunch trays in high school.
The clue, the noise
you made. Yoink.
The clue was Snatcher's word.
Yoink.
And the answer was yoink. And I only got it from crossers. I'm like, seriously? The word yoink is in a puzzle? All right, fine. We've crossed this Rubicon. Now anything can happen.
Was Rubicon also in the puzzle? Yoink that word around.
We are going to do transition, believe it or not. We didn't think we were, but we are. So the still incensed Danny Parkins is going to join us along with coming up next on The Score.
Stream The Score with Radio.com. It's easy. Go to Radio.com/listen or download the Radio.com app now and get all your favorite Score shows live on your mobile device. Stream The Score with
Circle K's Polar Pop lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop cup, favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece. Only 89 cents every day. Only at Circle K.
Hi, I'm Ben Zobrist, the MVP for Chicago's World Championship baseball team. I've teamed up with Westfield Ford because I know a winner when I see one.
Get $6,500 off MSRP on a brand new 2018 Explorer. Or choose 0 for 60 plus $2,000 bonus cash.
Join me, Ben Zobrist, on another winning team. Westfield Ford on LaGrange Road in Countryside.
All offers plus tax title license and dock fees to qualified buyers on select models. Savings from MSRP based on $16.67 per thousand financed. All Ford rebates and incentives apply. Expires 8/31/18.
Sam 76 is a crisp, refreshing lager from Sam Adams. It's also a flavorful ale. It's easy to drink, so you can enjoy a lot of them like a lager. But it's got this tropical citrus aroma that you typically find in an ale. So it's really an awesome hybrid between a lager and an ale. A delicious, easy-to-drink lagery ale. Or maybe a drinkable, smooth and refreshing ale-y lager? You know what? Just try the damn beer. Sam 76. Hard to explain. Easy to drink.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Savor the flavor responsibly.
Introducing new LifeProof slip-resistant wood-look porcelain tile from The Home Depot. Starting at just $1.99 a square foot, it's 50% more slip-resistant than ordinary tile. It's waterproof, stain-proof, scratch-resistant, and works indoors or out. Step confidently in your kitchen, bathroom, patio, or any area of your home with new LifeProof slip-resistant porcelain tile. Just $1.99 a square foot. Only at The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Selection varies by store. Slip-resistance based on tiles that meet a DCOF less than or equal to 0.42.
Summer's here, and that means a trip to Circle K, home of the one and only Polar Pop Cup. We're here to help you keep cool. In fact, you can't imagine anything colder. And Circle K lets you choose your Polar Pop Cup, your favorite flavor, or create your own custom masterpiece in the coolest cup around. Only 89 cents every day. Polar Pop lets you do you. Only at Circle K. Polar Pop!
You've reached the high fashion hotline.
Hi, I've got a denim dilemma. My family wants all new jeans on sale and all in one place.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now all jeans are up to 50% off, starting at $15 for adults, $10 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
Up to 50% off? Now I've got a new dilemma. How many to get?
As many as you want. All jeans are on sale, even the new 24/7 denim for the whole family. Your favorite jeans now with round-the-clock comfort.
Dilemma solved. Old Navy, here we come.
High fashion, Old Navy. Valid 813 to 822. Excludes in-store clearance.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Cubs center fielder Albert Almora. Is there anything you can share with us about why you had to leave the club from San Diego over the weekend?
My wife was ill and nerve-wracking when she's pregnant and she has a pretty high fever. And, you know, you just fear for herself and for the baby. So we just wanted to make sure that everything's all right.
Good. That's another case, Terry Bors, where this young man, this 24-year-old kid, is just showing enormous maturity. And Albert, my partner and I, who go back to the early 90s, I remember a day when we were trying to make a case for a football player in the NFL who was being criticized nationally for missing a date because he wanted to be there for the birth of his first child. And Terry and I stood up for that guy. It's great that we have made some progress as a nation in what's important.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
26.2 miles of city streets, 29 vibrant and diverse neighborhoods, 1.7 million cheering spectators. You won't want to miss the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sunday, October 7th. The 2018 application is now open. Apply today at chicagomarathon.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher joins us. When you look back at the way you exploded in Chicago, the celebrity that comes with being an NFL superstar, what do you remember about the adjustment?
Early in my career, there was no camera phones. There was no InstaFace and Snapbook. There was none of that stuff back then, thank goodness. The guy on Twitter, you know, the guy, it's different now for these guys. But most people like putting their stuff out there. I would not have been one of those guys. I'm still not now. It's such a huge jump going from New Mexico to Chicago. And the biggest thing was the media. You know, I finished a game in college, there'd be 10 people in the locker room. Here, there's at least 80 every game. And if we play Green Bay, there's going to be 150. And that was a big adjustment. And then, you know, in public, you know, in New Mexico, no one knew who I was when I went to the mall or whatever. Here's a little different because our fans understand, you know, who you are because they love football.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9.